touch of formaldehyde, a pinch of acetaldehyde, a splash of acrolein makes the perfectly evil vape cloud.
Vaping can expose you to a toxic mix of chemicals. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go!
Has someone told you lately?
Everyone deserves the chance to
lie! That's the only bit I don't like, and I know that's sacrilege to say, and I'm sorry. But
that she doesn't sing
that. She doesn't sing that. I hate when in songs when they do that, or they come to the end and they say the last
it's
word.
It's a very musical thing.
It is.
Isn't it? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not a big fan of it, but fantastic song. Sorry, by the way, that's a bit of a spoiler for the One More Tune, but one of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it is. We spoiled the whole show.
One of us, guess who, picked Wicked, Defying Gravity, and just might have won.
Honestly, at this age, it could be you picking it, Dave. You're as big a stan as me.
I've only seen it once, but I really liked it.
You loved it.
I really, really liked it. And now I'm like, I kind of want to see it on like the bra. I just want to see the loathing. That was really good.
And honestly, Defying Gravity on stage is the most magical thing you'll ever see.
Is it?
Oh, it's like 10 times better than in the movie.
Oh, wow.
It's like fucking earth shattering.
Really?
It's unbelievable. And like, it gives you like, you feel like you're elevating.
And I'd be excited because
levitating.
I would see the whole story because obviously the movie's
yeah,
in
you've
two
seen
parts.
Half, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You should try to go between now and the second part.
Yeah, actually, that how? Like New York?
London. Yeah.
Is it always on in London?
Yeah, always on in London.
Right.
You missed it because it was here during the summer.
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. I watched a program, because I went to it again last night with my mom.
I only found out recently that it was about like The Wizard of Oz. Like,
oh, yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know anything about it.
That's gas.
So sorry, you were with your mom.
Yeah, we went to it last night. I'd already been to see it, but she hadn't. And then we came home and watched The Sky. It was like a Sky Arts documentary on the making of it.
Oh,
we watched
class.
That after. But it was a bit of it was kind of a load of shite.
Was it?
Yeah, like
was
I want to see
because
they like built all the sets. Like it's not like CG. Like they built the school in it and they built the Emerald City. Like, and I wanted like a tour of like the sets and what they look like. But it was
used to do that with the Harry Potter films.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah.
But it was like mainly just like fucking the two girls chatting away again. Like
I've seen enough of them.
We've seen a lot of them. I love them, obviously. But like, there's been a lot of them, a lot of press,
and they're a bit weird.
They are a bit funny.
They're a bit funny, like.
But they're just very emotional.
They're very
over the whole thing.
Musical, as you said.
Yeah. But there was like a really cool shot of like the orchestra recording the music, and they had like 100 musicians in the orchestra.
And tell me this: they said that they were going to sing the movie live. Does that mean that every time they did a take, they really sang the song?
Yeah, but it's not. That's not what you're hearing.
Oh.
As such. So like they sang live, as in throughout all the like takes they were singing, but. What you're hearing isn't that
it's
audio.
It's professional.
They obviously recorded it in a studio after.
Oh, okay.
I think. Because like, there'd be other sounds.
Yeah, because there is also like, there's like a little parts in the song where you can kind of, or parts in the movie where you can hear the difference between the audio of them singing versus them talking.
Yeah.
So I get you. But fantastic.
They did the same when they filmed Les Mis. They sang it all.
Right.
And it just like prevents like, you being able to see the lip syncing.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's obviously really like draining to sing.
Oh my God, it's
the whole time.
It's
but also, it like I feel like it's the only way to do it. Like,
well, there you go. Our first and last talk about musicals because Emma's
I don't
not here.
Think. Yeah.
But have a great weekend. Enjoy the toy show. It's toy show day.
Enjoy the toy show. Hope there's a funny little weird kid.
And I hope that there is something for everybody in the audience.
Folks
huh? Good luck.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged, Emma, Dave, Ashley.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
good morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 6th of December 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just myself and Aisling this morning.
Boom, baby. Big Friday.
Oh, thank God for that. Big welcome to the weekend. Huge news.
Yeah?
Huge news.
Go on.
There is something in this room that has changed. You have 10 seconds to find it out.
I immediately looked to the roof where there's confetti stuck in the ceiling from when we blasted confetti. I think it was when Emma announced she had a boyfriend. It's not that. Oh my God!
You figured
it
out.
What the hell?
Would you like to explain?
I'd love to explain. In the corner of the room is a giant inflatable kind of like exercise
ball. Isn't it,
yeah. That has always been there, and it's the chair on which Matt Cooper sits to present the last word in the evenings in this studio.
We haven't given Matt Cooper a shout out in the show in a long
time. Not for a while, and maybe that's what he's trying to do.
That's it. He's in no attention.
Because since the beginning of time, his bouncy ball has been a lovely shade of sky blue.
Yes.
And today, it has been replaced with a black ball.
Ooh, I like it. It looks more modern.
Kind of edgy.
Callum, do you have info?
Do you know what? No, I don't have any info on Matt Cooper's ball, but do you know what it reminds me of? When you watch I'm a Celeb and they do the eating chart challenges and they have fermented duck eggs.
Yeah.
It's it looks like one of them.
It's that colour black. It's dark.
It's definitely a good quality one.
Here, give it a bouncer and see is it better than the last one.
I moved it.
Oh, have you?
Wait till you hear this now.
Is it firm?
Give that a bouncer.
Fizz Cal. His other one must be getting soft.
Listen, here we go.
Oh, that's a good bounce.
Damn.
One more.
Oh. Christmas came early for Cooper. What? That is great news for him.
I'm so happy for him.
Delighted for Matt. Oh, lads, it's been a day.
Go on.
It's been a day. This is so weird.
It's 12 minutes past seven.
Yeah, but guys, like, this isn't 12 past seven, Aisling. You're actually listening to 8:45, Aisling, right now.
In what way?
Because I've been up for hours. I've been up and at it for hours. I've come all the way from Kildare this morning.
Stop,
to be
you
here
actually
with
went.
You. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So my mom and dad live in Kildare, and last night I went crazy and I said, I'm going to go home. And my mom and I went to see Wicked together. Second time.
Did she love it?
It was amazing. She cried. It was beautiful. And then we went to Tesco. We looked around the shops.
And then we went on to Tesco.
I was driving. I was like, do you want to go drive through, mom? She was like, I'm kind of full with the popcorn. I was like,
oh,
you're no crack.
God, what is with parents and that? They
yeah,
just
I know.
Hate getting a takeaway.
I was just so excited to have the power of speed and wheels. Anyway, but that feeling of joy all came crashing down when we got home yesterday evening, and I tiptoed up to my dad's room because my dad is a postman and he delivers in Talla. So he travels from Kildare to Talla every morning very, very early, which is why I was able to go home and get in for work today.
Good morning, Billy.
Yes, good morning, Billy. And I said, good evening, Billy. What time are we leaving in the morning? And he said 4:45 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Leaving.
God, I actually thought we got up early.
Yeah. I get up at like 3 minutes to six normally. Okay.
That's intense.
I left the gap at 4:45. So I was like, okay, grand. I'll be getting up at 4:30 then. And he goes, yeah, I'll give you a little knock on the door when I'm coming down the stairs. And I said, okay, yeah, but I'm getting up at 4:30. Yeah, I'll give you a little knock on the door when I'm coming downstairs. And my mom was like, well, no, now, Billy, she's getting up at 4:30. He's like, yeah, give it. What time do you be going down the stairs? He's like, like around 4:10.
Oh.
I was like, if you go near
don't you dare
my door at 4:10, I'll actually do something really bad. Anyway, so 4:30, I got up, got in the car, drove for 35 minutes to Kingswood Lewis stop.
Oh, wow. I've never even been there.
I was kicked off onto the side of the road. Off you go. And waited about 12 minutes for the Lewis. Freezing cold.
Oh no.
Got on the Lewis. Never seen so many Snickers pants in my life.
Yeah.
Oh,
I used to get the Lewis to work and it's all Snickers pants.
It's wall to wall Snickers.
But like, also, do you ever notice those lads who wear the Snickers? All they wear is them, that, and like a t-shirt and a hoodie.
I know.
And they're not freezing.
Freezing. I've never seen so many pockets.
Yeah.
In one place. But it was good crack. But I achieved so much because I've been up for hours. So tomorrow night, my choir is doing a Christmas concert. I had a full choir rehearsal on the Lewis. I listened to every song that we're singing.
I thought you meant you did like a demonstration.
No, but what I did was I had my coat zipped up above my lip and I lip sang to everything. In order of how they appear at the concert.
Very good.
I'm ready to go for tomorrow, reply to all my WhatsApps. And then another lovely thing that I got to do was a unique Dublin treat was I walked across the quays, over the Halfpenny Bridge and into Temple Bar completely solo. There wasn't one person on the Halfpenny Bridge with me. On the Halfpenny Bridge to myself. That's rare.
That is rare. That's cool.
It was a treat. And another brilliant thing about going home is you wake up in the morning and your mom has wrapped in tinfoil a homemade cookie for your breakfast.
Stop.
So if you don't mind, it's time for my breakfast. It's very, very late in the morning for me, so.
Paula, I'm also here.
She only cares about me.
That's shocking.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a day.
Her only daughter versus her only daughter's co-worker.
She's so selfish.
I want to talk to you, speaking of world-class entertainment,
oh, yeah?
about Saturday Night Live, which I'm pretty sure you can stream with a Now Entertainment membership.
Oh, cool.
Now, if you don't know what it is, basically it's an American comedy show. It airs every Saturday night and it's full of comedy sketches and monologues, musical performances. They have a guest host and a musical performer every week. And this week, it is the one and only Paul Mescal.
Paul E.M.
Along with Shaboozy.
Yes, so
you know
random.
My top artist on Spotify?
For some lies, reason. That was Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh yeah, that's true. I don't know which one's cooler. But it's basically one of the longest running TV shows in the States. It's coming up to its 50th anniversary.
Wow.
And loads of people have gotten famous off it. Like The Lonely Island, do you know them? Like
yes.
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg,
like
yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, Pete Davidson.
Bill Hader.
Will Ferrell got very famous off Saturday Night Live.
Like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and all them.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So Pete Davidson I'm talking about. He was, obviously he's famous for dating a lot of celebrities and things like that.
Yeah.
But
primarily.
Yes, he was being interviewed on his Instagram and he revealed how much he got paid per episode. And I just want you to have a listen to how much you think. Actually, I'd like to hear you say how much you think he
Can I just check? He was like a resident fella on it for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't a guest host. Yes,
no,
he did it like for a long time.
He was in it, like Pete Davidson from Saturday Night.
He was one of the cast, like 8 years.
8 years, my God. How much do you think he got paid per episode?
Ooh. $200,000?
$200,000. Okay. Have a listen to how much you got paid per episode.
My biggest indulgence after my first SNL paycheck. Do you guys know what they pay us? It's like $3,000 an episode. I think I got dinner.
You should see Aisling's face.
I was going to say $100,000 and then I was like, don't be ridiculous.
$3,000.
Stop.
An episode.
So when they filmed the last season of Friends, I remember reading this in the Guinness World Book of Records, and it's probably been beaten now. They were paid, each of them, $1 million an episode.
Insane. Because
$3,000.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I remember the Friends one because I think they all fought to get paid the exact same amount.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no one that got paid more or anything.
Yeah,
like
which
that.
Is great, yeah.
All six of them were getting the exact same amount, which I thought was really, really cool. $1 million per episode. That was in their last season, anyway. So we'll have a quick round of pay per episode, more or less, okay?
Oh, wow, cool.
So you have Ellen Pompeo, who played Meredith Grey.
Yeah, great.
She gets $575,000 per episode of Grey's Anatomy, right? But does Steve Martin and Martin Short get paid more or less per episode of Only Murders in the Building?
I'm going to say maybe because of Meredith Grey's like legacy, she's been doing that show for probably about 75 years. I'm going to say they're paid slightly less, although they're bigger stars.
Wrong on that one. They get paid more. They get $600,000 per episode.
Oh my gosh.
Did Sofia Vergara, she was in Modern Family.
Yeah.
Did she get paid more or less than $600,000 per episode of Modern Family?
I'm going to say more.
You think she got more?
Yeah.
She got less.
I thought I heard that somewhere in a podcast and she was getting loads.
$500,000 per episode.
Okay.
She got, which is still so much
so
money.
Much.
How about Ashton Kutcher in 2.5 Men?
More
or less than $500,000 per episode?
Because it was like a longer time ago, I'm going to say less. Is it less?
You're really bad at this.
Oh, damn it.
He got more. He was paid, are you ready for this? $755,000. So finally,
I never watched 2.5 Men.
Sarah Jessica Parker in Sex and the City.
Ooh.
Paid more or less than $755,000 per episode.
Give me more.
You're correct.
Nice.
You got one. She got paid per episode by season 4.
Yeah.
$3.2 million.
Oh,
and that's when she became a producer as well. $3.2 million.
Oh my God. I've never felt sorry for Pete Davidson. Now I do.
$3,000 per episode of Saturday Night.
And they're like writers as well,
they're
those lads.
It all weekend. Now I presume they're getting paid for that as well. But like per episode, only $3,000.
God.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
We should get into
how much do we get paid
business
per episode of this show?
€2.
I know I'm getting $2.50 after last week.
What?
I was coming into work for so I was up for around 20 to 6.
Yeah.
And I get a text off my friend Rebecca, and I see and I open the text, and it's like text from 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, maybe she's up early. Nope. She's going to bed late.
Oh dear. Rebecca, you mad bitch.
She was at her Christmas party.
On a Thursday?
On a Thursday.
Oh wow.
Now, to be fair, that's quite a done thing. I have seen that.
A Thursday, like, Christmas party.
Like, I was driving through town last night and town was packed. Christmas really? Jumpers and Christmas parties.
It's giving didn't book a venue early enough.
It's giving corporate wants you to work tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
Do you know what I mean?
It's giving corporate wants you to not go too mad. But Rebecca said, no.
No, yeah. So I was like, are you not at work like today? She was like, meant to be, but oh well. And she was like, what time you finish? And I was like, I probably finish around 11. She was like, will you get me a Greenville sandwich? She wants me to stop off and write my... She wants to go to sleep for the next 6 hours.
And have a sandwich delivered at 11 a.m.
Have a sandwich
God,
delivered
at 11 clever.
A.m. She's clever. She's not a bad life,
she
goes, Rebecca.
She goes through the phone book, who's awake? Like an order.
She starts trying to tell me, like, she's like, but I love listening to your show. And it's the one day I don't get to listen to your show because I go to bed. And I'm very sad about it. And she starts talking about the one take panto. She's like, and I think this... And I think this is what should be done. You tell Aisling that now.
She's in there in bed with the phone like right up her face. One take panto is brilliant.
Just get,
so
us, get us a sandwich, will
you? Aww. So I wish I was Rebecca
so
right now.
Oh, I know. Asleep. I'm going to wake up to a sandwich.
Yeah.
Lucky thing.
It's the girly quiz.
Ooh, yes, it is. We got a girly quiz board game coming for you this Christmas. We want it in every household in the country.
Yes, except we've only got 500 of them.
Yeah.
And there are more houses than that, so it's not going to happen. But it's nice to dream big.
There's not that much more houses than that one.
Yeah, it's probably only about 500 at this stage.
Probably about 510. Never say that this show isn't political.
Yeah, we're changing the world. But no, we are hopefully going to bring a lot of crack to your home this Christmas. The Girly Quiz board game has loads of classic Girly Quiz questions. Also has some fun truth or dare elements,
yes,
that you helped us build. We hope there'll be fights. We hope there'll be learning. And we're going to make girlies of everyone in Dublin this Christmas.
I'm very excited to play this with friends and family. For New Year's Eve, we're doing like a games night.
Oh, fun!
So the girly quiz will definitely be
perfect.
An appearance. So it's perfect for things like that across the season.
We've been playing kind of quickfire girly quiz games all this week in order to give these away. We have one board game left to give away in this way. However, if you're not lucky today, next Tuesday we're going to tell you how you can come to us somewhere around the city and bag your own board game just in time for Christmas.
Nice one. Someone who doesn't have to do that, who is on to play our girly quiz, is Peter. How are you, Peter?
Morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. What's the plan for the day?
I'm on the way to work at the...
Early start.
What do you do?
Civil service.
Oh, you're working the civil service.
That doesn't give us much to go on now,
no,
Peter.
Yeah, no,
I don't really understand what the civil service is.
Ambulance, police, fire brigade.
Oh, anything like teacher.
Sure. Probably. Is it one of them, Peter?
No.
Okay.
Well,
no.
But then I don't know what civil service is either.
I think if you work in like the council or whatever, is that civil service as well?
In the courts.
Yeah,
the
okay.
The court. Nice. Oh, that's why he's being so cagey.
Peter, you want to win a girly quiz board game. Who do you want to play this in your life?
Play with me, missus.
You're playing with your missus. That'd be fun.
Is she a fan of the game?
She is.
Very good.
All right.
And how are you on girly subjects? You think it'll be all right, this?
I'd like to think of you, yeah.
Good.
Grew up in Scotland, as they used to send me to the shop for makeup.
Did they?
All that stuff, yeah.
All right, I like it. Well, let's see if you can get these questions. You got 30 seconds on the clock. You got to answer 3 girly quiz questions. They're pretty simple enough. I will ask you the first question before I start the timer. Cheryl, Nadine Coyle and Nicola Roberts were members of what girl band?
Allowed.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud, bingo. What does the C in C section stand for?
That's exactly correct. And which brand makes the number 5 perfume?
Chanel.
Done it.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, there's hours left on the clock.
There was a full 15 seconds left. Peter, congratulations. You have just won the final girly quiz board game that we're giving away on the show.
Happy days. Happy
You're saving yourself a trek out to come and find us and get them in a couple of weeks' time. Well done, Peter.
Thanks a million.
Good luck, man. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
And when they're gone, they're gone. And when they're gone too. And that's how it is.
Well, that's definitely going to be put on the ad.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was your last chance to win a girly quiz board game. on the show, like where you don't have to go and do anything.
Yes.
Next week we are going to be giving them away in person somewhere around town.
Yeah, well, we're going to tell you where we're going to be next Tuesday, 8 a.m. Be there or be boy, a boy.
Oh, wow. You don't want to be one of them.
No, I'm going to be a girly.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, you want some berry money?
3 minutes past 8. Good morning. You're with Emma, Dave, and Ashling on Spin. Just myself and Ash for your Friday. Happy weekend, by the way.
Quick question. Would you stay listening to us? You mean you know, whole show like that? Good morning. Would you, though?
Good morning, yes.
We need the same content, like all the fun things that we do, but it's just like this.
The cash machine worth 151,000 euros.
Oh, that would be even bigger incentive to listen for
I've
me.
I've got to hate that, but I'd imagine all those kind of elfish noise will be definitely here tonight in the toy show.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it will.
It's not a panto. No, it's based on Home Alone.
Yeah, it is. Year. That's the theme, yeah.
I am very much looking forward to Patrick Keelty coming out and saying hello. And it's the toy show. It's my second toy show for my sins.
Dave's hands are clamped together.
Clamped together, and I'm doing one step. I'm always stepping forward and stepping back. Welcome, boys and girls.
Folks.
What a show we've got for you tonight. He's kind of Scottish almost.
And there's one for every member of the audience, folks. Every member of the folks, I mean audience.
Patrick, we do love you.
Do his laugh.
I can't do his laugh. What's his laugh?
He puts like his fist in his mouth.
Oh, he puts his fist in his mouth. Oh God, yeah. It's going to be an interesting
show. Are you going to watch it?
I will watch it. I have to go to Galway after the show. So, me and my housemates are going to Linda's house, who's my housemate, and her mum is going to cook us dinner.
Oh, lovely.
And we're going to have a few drinks and watch the toy show.
Gorgeous.
So I'd imagine by 12 o'clock I'd be like, do you know what? He did a great job. And every year they pull out the stops.
Every year. That's brilliant. That's all probably one of the best years, though.
One for everyone in the audience.
I've seen them all.
Happy Christmas season. And we have got some news.
I do.
Next week.
And the week after.
And the week after. We are launching something massive. We are launching Spin's Christmas Cracker.
Woo! Christmas Crackers on Spin. Here we go. Ho, ho, ho.
There he is. Santa himself has endorsed this project. He was in meetings upon meetings.
Santa hasn't done a tap of work compared to what Rebecca and Colin and Callum and whoever else is out there buying these presents.
Well, Santa just signs off on it and gives the ho, ho, ho of approval, you know, yourself. Yes, so over the next 2 weeks on this show, we are going to be giving away unbelievable prizes guaranteed every day starting from Monday.
Yeah, so we're basically, you know, opening Christmas crackers to massive prizes. Those massive prizes, Ash?
Let's do them X Factor style.
4th edition Apple AirPods.
Apple Watch 10.
Oh, wait, I've lost it. Hold on. Wait, it's Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 500 euro. Well, she's not on the list.
No, we're not giving her away.
No, we're not giving her away.
And that's not her name anymore anyway, but
500 euro Ryanair voucher.
200 euro Just Eat voucher.
Another 200 euro Just Eat voucher.
This is my favourite one. 4 Stanley Cups.
500 euro Lululemon voucher.
PS5.
1,000 euro in cold hard cash.
And a 50-inch LG UHD smart TV.
Oh, God, I would love that so much.
It sounds like we're taking the mick there, but they are legitimately the prizes that we are going to give away every day for the next 2 weeks on the show. It's absolutely class.
It's so cool. And basically, here's how it works, right? You have to be with us at 8 a.m. on the button to collect your very first Christmas code word, and then you got to collect the second one at 25 past 8.
Yes, you're going to have to suffer us for 25 minutes for the next 2 weeks. I'm sorry about that. Huh. When you have both code words, you got to WhatsApp them into us, and we're going to pick a random person out, ring them back, and what you have to do then is answer a question. If you get the question right, you pull a cracker, and whatever's in the cracker is one of those prizes, and you get to take it home. And those prizes are in the office right here, right now.
Wait, what does that mean?
That means that you could, in theory, be collecting that prize on the day. So you don't have to wait for the usual 28 days, you know, wait until 28 days until these get sent out. You can get these right before Christmas, give it to somebody, take it for yourself. And the other fun thing about this is if the person who comes on to answer the question gets the question wrong, we do that crazy thing where we open the phone lines.
No.
And someone can come in and steal.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
So even if you don't get your full two code words, you can come and steal the prize. So it's very exciting. And if you come on, get the question wrong, you'll also win yourself a 6 month Now Entertainment membership because it's Christmas.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. At least they're not going away with absolutely nothing.
Yes.
And it doesn't end there as well because there's going to be extra chances for you to win on our Instagram from 5 o'clock tonight. There is going to be a Dyson Airwrap.
Oh, stop.
To win, and there'll also be an iPhone 16.
Go away.
Up for grabs before the end of the year. All right, that's all happening on Instagram, official Spin 103.8. Check us out. We are so excited to do this starting on Monday.
Yeah, be there. Be ready at 8 o'clock to get that first code word. You don't want to miss out. You've 2 weeks of opportunities to win something huge here. Every prize there is absolutely class.
Come and win some prizes on Fully Charged with Emma and Dave.
If you love Stanley Cups, this is the competition.
We got four of them.
We got four.
Oh, I love him. Michael Bublé. Sound like my granny there. Oh, I love him. Oh, I love him.
Oh, lovely fella.
Oh, he's
Canadian, isn't he?
He is. Yeah.
Oh, he's a lovely voice.
Christmas on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I hope we don't have our Irish passports revoked for saying this, but this week we have been inspired by the antics of a British politician. The man in question is the leader of the Lib Dems, the Liberal Democrats, Ed Davey.
Now, I kind of like this guy.
He's a bit of a trickster.
He's a bit of a wild card. I remember, like, during the election, he basically knew he wasn't going to get elected.
Yeah.
And so he just was like doing a lot of random things, like doing a skydive.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the excuse for doing the skydive was, do something you've never done before.
Oh, that was him, yeah, yeah.
Vote for the Lib Dems.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, if your whole campaign is, you know, no one's ever voting for us, you should try it, you know?
I love that.
I just love it. Yeah, he's a bit mad.
Yeah, so he's inspired us this week because he is releasing a charity Christmas single. He's vying for Christmas number one. The song is called Love Is Enough, and it features Ed Davey singing with the Young Carers Choir. I think he was a carer for his mother. So the single's in aid of Carers Trust in the UK. It sounds like this. You're going to struggle to hear Ed in this. Just a warning, but he is in there. Is that? No.
Sorry, that's lovely.
It's lovely, but like, where the hell is Ed?
No, he's not there.
And that's like the like, we listened to the whole song. He's nowhere. He doesn't have a solo moment or anything.
He really should.
He really should. He's quite prominent in the music video, but I think he's just in amongst the singers in the choir. Bit of a cop-out. But we were saying it would be fun if the lads in The Doll did something similar.
Agreed.
Released some Christmas music, but obviously they've been a bit busy the last couple of weeks with the election. So we said, why don't we do the honours, okay? So we present you the perfect stocking filler this Christmas. Now that's what I call political Christmas. Enjoy.
Introducing Now That's What I Call Political Christmas, featuring all the hits from your favourite TDs, including Simon Harris's smash hit Fine Gael Rocks.
Fine Gael, Fine Gael, Fine Gael rocks. Build a new bike, shed, spend what you want. Everyone's skint, but we still keep our seats. That's why being Fine Gael is sweet. Fine Gael, Fine Gael, Fine Gael rocks. We're off for the Christmas, no alarm clocks. Unless you're a landlord, which most of us are. Isn't that bizarre?
Fill the doll.
Fill the doll with Sock Dem Holly. Hull, 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 hull. From West Cork, but she's no Wally. Hull, 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 hull. No vote, cause she had a baby. Hull, 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 hull. No prom for our leading lady. Hull, 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 hull.
And Jerry Adams with his Christmas number one, the Sinn Féin Christmas Do.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Sinn Féin Christmas Do. Mary Lou doing her handle trees with Michelle and the Nordy crew. Republicans love a Christmas feed. Let the Shinner dinner begin. Later we'll discuss affordable housing and the cause for
for a united Ireland.
Now, that's what I call political Christmas. Out now.
All right, it's been a big week in Joanne McNally's world. She announced a huge tour for the end of next year, running into 2026. I know it feels like absolutely ages away, but these tickets are going to be snapped up when they go on sale at 11 a.m. this morning. But we have had some tickets that we've been giving away all week, and we have a final pair to give away today. She's doing loads of nights.
Yeah, she's 23 nights at the Three Olympia in November 2025 and then running all the way till March 2026. And I'd imagine, knowing Joanne, she'll probably add a few more.
Absolutely.
Sprinkle a little few more in there.
The woman has great stamina.
So if you are maybe in the queue at Ticketmaster right now, being like, okay, I just want to be in here early, just to make sure I actually get the ticket.
If so, maybe get a job.
Yeah, get employed. Come on, what are you doing? But if you, so maybe you're doing that, maybe you're like, oh God, I really hope I get tickets. Why not try and win them right here first? Then you don't have to worry about it later on.
We've been doing this in a pretty crazy way the last couple of days. It was a complete fail and then it worked. So we're hoping to get, you know, 2 out of 3.
So the way we've been doing it is you've been ringing us on WhatsApp on 0877 11 1038. And today is no different. Ring now.
The first person who gets through wins a pair of tickets.
Here we go.
Don't crash WhatsApp.
Ah, there we go. Straight away, straight in. Mark, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Good, you?
Not too bad.
Your grand, Mark, what are you doing?
Shot the kids off school. Oh,
very, very good. Nice. But you obviously had a second to get on the phone. Nice and quick.
Yeah.
Mark, congratulations. You're going to Joanne McNally.
Woo!
Thank you.
You just got Christmas presents sorted for someone, or are you a big Joanne McNally fan?
No, Christmas presents sorted.
Christmas presents sorted. Very
brilliant.
Good.
Someone will be very happy, but it's not you.
No. Mark, congratulations. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Back to Ticketmaster with you. Stay in that line.
Yeah. No joy. We should do that thing where we rip up the tickets like Pat Kenny did, because Mark's clearly not going to the gig himself.
Go on, rip them up there.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Feck you, Mark. How many joking? I just ripped up my script, Mark. Of course I'll give you the tickets. In exactly 1 week's time, to the minute, we will be putting on the One Take Panto 2024.
I'm nervous.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I'm really nervous because it means we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of rehearsing.
We do.
And we got a lot of mess-ups ahead.
And I've got a lot of writing to do. I've got sheets of blank paper in front of me. So the One Take Panto is a thing that we've done the last 2 years on the show. It is a pantomime, live on the radio, no retakes. We just start and finish in one block. We've lots of sound effects.
Much like a real panto when you go to see it.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly. Lots of songs, and you've been instrumental in kind of coming up with the storyline for pantos over the years, and this year is no different.
Yeah.
So on Monday, we asked you for an opening line to begin the panto, starting with Once Upon a Time, and we went with Jago's suggestion.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be not exactly she thought she was.
It's interesting. It's mysterious, and I love it.
It is. It can go anywhere.
Anywhere.
And then on Wednesday, we wanted to fill in another piece of the puzzle, and we said, if Emma's granny isn't who she thought she was, who is Emma's granny? And we can reveal, because we haven't told you yet, we got loads of brilliant ideas from people, but we are going to go with this suggestion from Michaela.
Okay, I haven't heard this yet, so I don't know what we're going with. Here we go.
Emma's granny is actually the long-lost sister of little orphan Annie, who's now living it up on Mr. What was his name? Warbucks's cash flow.
Michaela, you mad thing. I love it. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it.
I love it. We had so many good ones, but I feel like this was like, it's giving panto.
Yes.
We can kind of throw in a few Annie songs.
And it totally works because, like, she, you know, Emma's granny might not know that.
Exactly.
And she might find out after. God, you'd be annoyed if you'd lived all of your life and then found out that kind of, you know, towards the latter half that you were really, really rich.
I know. Yeah, when
that's
you're
gonna be interesting.
Well, because Emma's granny is 90, so a bit of a pain in the hole. But I would say we should call the character of Mr. Warbucks, Mr. What you call it, Warbucks. Like Michaela there.
Mr. What you call it, Warbucks.
So Emma Nolan, who isn't here today, is always the narrator of the panto, but she didn't bother to show up today. And when you don't bother to show up for a show, you get punished. It is annually, but whatever. So what we want from you this morning is to send us wacky and weird words over in a WhatsApp voice note to 087-711-1038 that we can include in Emma's piece of the script.
Oh, I love
as
this.
The narrator.
This is like when we've sabotaged our own speeches back in the day for like maybe a wedding or for an MC gig where we've given, you know, we've been given really weird words that we have to add in. Yeah. And it's just to kind of embarrass us.
And somehow make it sound sort of natural. But Emma's going to be the one delivering all of these weird words. So go hard.
Yes.
We're talking grasshopper, avocado, scrumdiddlyumptious.
Yes.
Go absolutely mad with this one.
I cannot think of a single word.
Yeah.
Not one word.
Oh, right. You can't think of one
purple.
Word. And all this week we have been giving you the chance to go see the Red Cow Panto just for helping us out. It's called Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory and it's running between the 18th and the 30th of December. And if we get some good suggestions from you today, we'll pick the best word that we get on a WhatsApp voice note and we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Red Cow Panto this year.
A good suggestion already, conjunctivitis.
Oh!
Why not?
Excellent. We're coming in hot.
One rule, one stipulation. If you dare send words in like text, not even gonna entertain.
So conjunctivitis is gone.
It's gone.
You're out. I'm looking for voice notes and voice notes only.
Okay. You heard the boss. Yeah. Voice notes and voice
There's
notes
no
only.
This
Although
morning.
Someone did say skibbity toilet. So I think that might have to go in.
087-711-1038. Give us words that we're gonna put in Emma Nolan's narration of the One Take Panto, this time to the minute, next Friday.
Voice notes only, please.
So we go through some of the words that people have sent
Let's
in.
Let's do
I
it.
Think we should do it in alphabetical order of people's names.
Lovely.
So we start with Anne.
Discombobulated.
Discombobulated, a fantastic word. Why not, Anne?
Yeah, it sounds great.
It's in there. Emer.
I think that Emma's character, the narrator's name, should be Biblical Barbara. Or Biblical Babs is going to read the panto.
Why?
Why? Get in touch.
I like it, Emer.
I love it. I absolutely love
why
it.
Why not? Grace.
Duck.
Beautiful delivery. Straight to the point.
Duck.
Great.
That's easy. We'll definitely get that one in.
I like it. Camille.
Cheeky jambon.
Cheeky jambon.
Oh, yes.
Big fan of that one.
That's definitely going in.
Love a jambon. Mags was also on.
Fluffy munchkin.
Fluffy munchkin.
Fluffy
munchkin. Fluffy munchkin.
Really topical as well because Wicked.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got to be so relevant.
What do you think? Can you fit these words in?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm feeling good about these ones.
Do you want some more?
Yeah, please.
Mark was on.
Rather than giving her one word, why don't you give her a 10-word tongue tangler? That are absolutely ruinous on air.
I've never heard a tongue twister be called a tongue tangler.
But actually, it's almost a better phrase than tongue twister. Right, so he wants me to write a 10-word tongue twister.
No tongue tangler.
Sorry, tongue tangler. Get it right, Aisling. Look, I'm on it.
Okay,
I love that idea.
Another one?
Yep.
It's from Meg.
Tell her to get all fancy and use all Latin words and put on the voice, like, in Australia. Abdicate.
I love it.
Is that Latin?
I don't know. Nat was on.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I was waiting for that one, Nat, to be honest. I like it. Rachel?
How about scrumdiddlyumptious?
Very good
nice.
One. I like one.
Yeah,
a nice
great
roll,
sweet shop.
A Roald Dahl word, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Roisin?
I think you should try and get her to work the word bejazzled.
Bejazzled.
Wait, did she say bejazzled or vajazzled?
She said
bejazzled.
Bejazzled, David. Get your.
Is she saying be?
Bejazzled.
She is saying bejazzled. I'm so sorry. I thought it was
bejazzled. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, stick that in there, Ash.
Yeah, get that in there.
Have you wrote that down? Have you? At the end of the panto, where's the bejazzled?
You never put bejazzled in it. Shite writer.
any more for us? 087-711-1038. One last one from Sinead.
With the time of year, I think it's a good idea for her to just randomly just shout, Kevin!
Kevin!
Yes!
Big fan.
Perfect. Even if there's no Kevins in the story, I think we'll add that one in.
Yeah.
If you want to throw any more at us, 087-711-1038. Strictly voice notes only, please.
Bejazzled.
Someone send in actual bejazzled, please.
Tom Grennan, higher spin.
Bejazzled.
Anton was on, and it sounds like this. Don't know what that is.
He wants us.
Love it.
Love it. Yeah.
Love it. Aoife was also on.
Categorically catastrophic.
Categorically catastrophic.
Emma loves big words.
She would, and alliteration as well.
Her favourite.
Mariana, I want to say her name is?
Spiff.
Spiffing.
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 Oh, it's very...
Spiffing's great.
Very English, I
giving
like it.
Giving England.
Samantha was also on.
Chickadacophobia.
What?
Chickadacophobia.
Chickadacophobia.
Chickadacophobia. Is that
Did
a real
anyone,
thing?
Anyone Google that? Zoe also?
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook
is always
one.
A nice one, yeah.
Mary was also on.
Hello, lads. I think that you should use the word vajazzled with a V. That's vajazzled.
I actually completely agree with Mary. I 100% agree with Mary.
That was David Hammond,
it was
everybody.
Not, that was Mary.
You left the studio a minute ago for about 15 seconds.
That was Mary.
Yeah, Mary, my...
And she wants vajazzled.
Mary and my V-jazzled. we did tell you that we were going to give away a pair of tickets to the Red Cow Panto, Dame Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory, and those tickets are going at a random draw to Grace, who gave forward the word duck.
And not Mary.
Hello, lads. I think that you should use the word vajazzled like with her. A V. That's yeah. Vajazzled.
Vajazzled.
No, Mary's barred.
Okay.
I just want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. Happy Friday.
Morning.
3 minutes past nine. We're Emma, David, Ashling, just myself and Ash this morning.
Woohoo! Going to be a very busy weekend for many people, I would say.
Yeah, a lot of shopping, I'd imagine.
Big time, yeah. I had a very unusual experience in the cinema last night. I was saying earlier, I went home to Kildare last night because I wanted to go see Wicked with my mom.
Yeah.
And we went to a cinema in Kildare. I won't say where because I don't want to be mean. But it was kind of sad because this cinema used to be like where I always used to go to the cinema when I was a teenager or whatever. Okay. And it would always be hopping. And it was a Thursday evening and there wasn't a feckin' sinner.
Really?
Yeah, and we were at Screen One, which is like the biggest screen. There was like, oh my God, hundreds of seats. And I'd say there were 9 people at the film.
No.
Oh,
that
so
is sad.
Awkward.
I hate that because like you kind of see that with like historical cinemas in town.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh God, it's just it's not the same as it used to be.
I know, but then some cinemas in town are hopping, but I feel really sad when I go in.
Yeah.
But then there was such a weird thing as well where when we got to the screen and nobody, like, so we paid for our food and our tickets and all. And then, you know, the way there's normally like a person who like stops you from just walking into the screen, checks your ticket.
Yeah.
There was just no one there. So we just strolled in and we were Screen One. So we just went to Screen One, but there was like black and yellow tape across the door.
Okay.
So like as if you shouldn't go in.
Right.
But it was like it had been snipped up the middle so you could open the door. I was like, this is so dodgy looking. So we opened the door and it's like, whack. Because like the tape is still a bit stuck. And then there was like, and it's all carpet. There was like 2 wet floor signs on the carpet in the little kind of porch area, like on the way into the screen. And then it was like, there was like an A4 sheet stuck to the wet floor being like, carpet is wet.
Okay.
Be careful. And I was like, why? Like, why?
Great question. Great
question.
It was
so icky.
If I haven't said
we
it
were
before.
Like, we literally walked in and we were like, ew. Like, I was like, it wasn't like someone spilled a drink. Like, the carpet was sopping wet in a large area. But only in that little...
The person who owns that cinema is currently listening to this going, please shut up.
No, I will only say Kildare, but like, it was just weird.
You should be on the tourist board for Kildare.
No. Do anything else.
When I came into work this morning, Ash, I was reading a story about a bird. And then to my amazement, I found another story about a bird.
Stop.
So then I went searching and I found another bird story.
Oh, thank God.
So without further ado, I welcome you to Bird Corner.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's stupid,
but you just gotta see it for myself. I'm in Bird Corner. So... the world's oldest known wild bird has laid an egg at the approximate age of 74.
Fair play to her.
There is no bird years. These are real years.
Oh my God.
It's called...
74.
She's called Wisdom and she's a Laysan albatross and she was filmed at the National Wildlife Refuge in the Pacific Ocean with her latest partner looking after the egg. Her latest partner.
Oh!
I love that.
My gosh.
I love that.
What a board.
Members of the species usually only live for 12 to 40 years, but Wisdom was tagged in 1956 when she was 5. Biologists are unaware of any other bird even close to her age, the oldest being 45.
Oh my God, she's ancient.
She's 74.
74?
Please rate Bird Corner story number 1 out of 10.
9.
Okay, we're off to a good start.
Only way is down.
Here we go for a new one. A small duck who was bullied and harassed by other ducks at her pond has been adopted after locals raised concerns for her well-being.
10.
Her name is Geraldine.
11. Geraldine!
And she was rescued from Whitburn Pond in Newcastle after locals noticed she was being excluded and being pecked at by the other ducks. Geraldine, who has cataracts, by the way.
Ah, stop!
She was rushed.
13!
She was rushed to animal charity. Pause for thought!
Ah!
By a good Samaritan. 20 minutes after the duck was brought in, two volunteers dropped in and adopted Geraldine.
Oh my God.
Please write Bird Corner story number 2 out of 10.
13.
Okay. Another duck in the UK caught media attention, but for the wrong reasons. His naughty antics.
Oh.
From following kids to school, chasing bin trucks, and picking fights with foxes. His name is Ham.
Oh, damn it.
He's 4 years old. He became famous quickly in Chorley in Lancashire. It says he was hand-reared by his family and his best friend is the owner's son and even drinks cups of tea. Ham can't seem to resist getting himself in trouble and his wandering ways have earned him notoriety. Please rate Bird Corner story number 3 out of 10.
9.
Now, this would usually be the time, Aisling, where I'd wrap things up. However, it's Friday and I have found a bonus Bird Corner story.
Shut up.
A boy in China, for some reason, trained his pet parrot to take out his wobbly teeth. He holds the parrot up to his mouth, opens wide, and the parrot picks at the teeth until he finds the wobbly one.
Oh no!
And takes it out with his mouth, with its beak.
Freak!
I have no other information. Please rate the bonus Bird story, corner story out of 10.
1. I don't like that one.
I didn't like that one either.
No, I don't like that one. It's weird.
And that was Bird Corner.
Well, that was one of the best corners, I think.
I enjoyed.
Congrats.
We're Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's 20 past 9. Good morning.
Morning. I've quite a busy evening tomorrow. It is my choir's annual Christmas concert.
On a Saturday.
La-di-da.
Saturday.
Yeah, we're not doing that song, sadly. But we are doing a song called Sunday, which is stupid. It's on a Saturday. So we do 2 concerts a year. And I have emceed the past 2. So I did the Christmas one last year and the summer one. So I obviously wasn't blasphemous enough.
No, not
have to do better this year.
I'm
not asked back.
Because you hate doing it.
I know. I actually really enjoy doing it. It's a good laugh. And it's obviously nice to be asked.
Yeah, and you get all the attention.
Yeah, well, that's that is the real perk. So basically, like, the choir sings a couple of songs, then I come in and talk about what's coming up next and then come back. There's this like awkward moment where like the song has ended and then I break away from the choir and like walk to the place where the microphone is. And then there's a more awkward moment where like after I say, and the next song will be Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and then like turn and walk back, and like they can't start until I've got my place, so it's like completely silent, and it's in a church, so it's just like, ah,
oh God.
Yeah, so the goal is to kind of leave on a laugh every time before I have to make my way back to the
choir. Oh, this is gonna be tough.
Yeah. And like last year was pretty good, but I think I kind of rolled out most of my jokes, and a lot of the songs are the same this year, so I don't want to do the same jokes as last year.
Okay.
And a good place to go for joke inspiration is, of course, ChatGPT, because AI is famously
hilarious.
Oh,
and hilarious.
Brilliant at writing jokes. So I've asked ChatGPT to write me jokes based on the different songs that we're going to perform.
Oh, for God's sake.
So essentially, here's my set list for tonight. So, folks, you're very welcome here to On Track Musical Society's Christmas concert. You're going to hear a number of tunes this evening. But first, we're going to kick off with Ding Dong Merrily on High. I tried to sing Ding Dong Merrily on High with a mouthful of candy canes. And let's just say it was a bit of a mouthful. Here it is. Enjoy.
Oh, it's so bad. I love it. It's so bad.
Coming back after Ding Dong Merrily on High, and up next, the choir will be singing O Holy Night. I tried to sing O Holy Night the other day, but I got a little carried away and the neighbours called the police thinking it was a catfight. Enjoy.
It's so random. It's so like, I think people will be in the audience going, what? Oh, okay.
And now that was O Holy Night, performed by the choir. Up next, we have a Christmas classic of Silent Night. I tried to sing Silent Night as quietly as possible, but I think I woke up the neighbour's pet rock. Enjoy.
Oh, if you've just joined us, these are ChatGPT jokes. Aisling hasn't just lost it. Oh, that's bad.
Thanks, guys. So we're going to take a break from the Christmas music now and finish up with some ABBA and Super Trooper, a new one for the choir. I tried to sing Super Trooper at karaoke night, but I sounded more like a broken fire alarm. Knock, knock. Who's there? ABBA.
ABBA who?
ABBA dabba doo. Let's have some fun tonight. Happy Christmas.
Stop. No.
That's the set. Oh. That is the set. Come one, come all. Paddington Road Church, 7:30 tomorrow evening.
Here oh, God. People are thinking of anything else they'd rather do.
Hopefully I won't be asked back next week.
Jack Harlow on Spin. Jack Harlow, Loving On Me. Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Aisling at 25 past 9.
You one more tune, one more tune, one more tune. I got in there before you could stop me. And you have control of the mic today. You could have just turned me off, but you weren't quick enough.
I would never do that, ever. This is one more tune. This is where Emma, myself and Aisling all choose one tune to kick off the weekend, and you are in charge of whatever tune that is that plays at the end of the show. You can send one of our names in a text and a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I'm excited to hear what Emma has left because I hear it could be controversial.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Not here today, but I've left you with this.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
Aisling spoke about my favourite artist, Kendrick Lamar, not once but twice this week, so it's payback time. This week, she was named Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century. Ooh. A banger from Beyonce, it's Formation, and if you want to hear it in full, vote for me, please. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I can only imagine Aisling's face right now.
Oh, you should see it, Emma. You should see
I'm actually so annoyed at myself that she thought of the Billboard thing as a way to link in and not me. Damn!
Oh, I love it.
I let my musical brain lead this week and I left Beyonce in the dust.
Emma Nolan won, Aisling nil, in my opinion. I like this. Damn. All right, that's Emma's choice. I have gone for this. Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound. We're safe and sound. That is a band called Capital Cities. The song is called Safe and Sound. If you want that to play, it's the last song of the show. It's Dave on a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038 is the number.
And I got a big win yesterday when I chose Popular by Wicked.
Yesterday, so you know, mean last week?
Or last week. So, you know, you got to go with what you know.
Oh,
and I've
God's
gone for
sake,
this.
No!
What an incredible era of my life this is, that this is a song genuinely up for contention in One More Tune and permitted to be played on Spin if it wins. That is Cynthia Erivo, Queen, singing Defying Gravity from the Wicked movie. If you liked Popular last week, well, this is just even better. And it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
All right, one more time around the room. Emma has gone for Beyonce and Formation. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. I have gone for Capital Cities and Safe and Sound. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
I've gone for Cynthia Erivo and Defying Gravity from Wicked on Spin. I can't believe it. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And it is about that time to hand over to producer Callum, where he must give us our weekly roast.
Absolutely. What a week it's been. Joanne McNally announced a 23-night stint at the Olympia. We announced that we've a ton of prizes to give away starting Monday at 8 a.m. And it's only 19 days until it's Turkey Day, or not Roast Day. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. We had a round of the girly quiz yesterday, where Dave takes on three girly questions and Aisling was in real foul form.
I'm going to call in Hayley, I think.
Already?
Yeah, already. All right, that's what she's there for.
Cringe. I think you're struggling because you've got your most precious lifeline gone already on question one. It's pathetic. Sometimes shut up.
Pathetic. Oh, that word drives me insane.
It's when Dave called in the phone a female and you just went cringe. Like she's there.
Cringe.
Speaking of the girly quiz, we have board games to give away. Well, we had board games to give away. And Kira came on to play for one of those board games and gave us potentially the best slash worst answer ever.
If you were to buy something in 50 denier, what would you be buying?
50 denier or dernier? Or dernier?
Turkish money?
That was a
you
big fan.
You couldn't have come up with something as good as that.
I think we found another calling in life for Dave and Aisling if radio ever falls through the pan as Panto Dames.
Or Stuffy and a Chocolate Factory, Dame Stuffy would say.
That's very good.
Thank you. Chocolate Factory
Chocolate
ever.
Factory.
Boys and girls.
In the Red Cow.
Show.
Is it the Red Cow, Panto?
Mammies and daddies. Hello, boys and girls. I'm Spin 103A, and here's New Era and Boards in the Sky. Happy Christmas.
New Era and Boards in the Sky.
Boards in the Sky. It's all a dance.
Do you know, Dame Stuffy got on to me yesterday, and she was like, I'm shopping for wigs for you.
Oh, my God.
I think we have to get Stuffy in the studio next week for a bit of a Panto Masters class. And finally, we had some technical difficulties with WhatsApp calls, which made for thrilling radio.
Who's up? Who's that? Did we answer? Did they answer? Did no one answer?
It's ringing, but I can't answer the phone.
Oh, dear. We've broken WhatsApp.
I knew that would happen.
I'm not going to a break until we get this sorted.
Callum, what do you want to do here, pal?
I want to go to the traffic.
No, no, Callum, we're not.
No.
What's wrong?
Callum, fix this.
You're such a bitch.
Straight into the wash with every layer of clothing Callum was wearing that day. Sweat and
I just trying to work and then you're like, fix it, will you fix it? I'm not doing anything.
I have no power about whether or not we go to the break.
Just the furthest away from the desk.
Like, furthest away from the buttons.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not having it.
I've been producer Callum and they have been your worst bits of this
Amazing.
Week.
Amazing. Very good. All right, you have just under, I'd say, 5 minutes to cast your vote for one more tune. This is where we all pick a tune to kick off the weekend. Emma has gone for this. That's Beyonce, Formation. Human Ashes. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, that is Emma in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. I've gone for this. Capital Cities, it's called Safe and Sound. If you wanted to play, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
And I'm going for the Wicked Double. I've gone for this. Give me the win. It's Cynthia Erivo and Defying Gravity. Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. You know you want to.
Emma, Dave or Aisling, the choice is yours. Since Emma's going for Beyonce, would you like to introduce this song?
Yes. So this guy's like really cool, like up and coming rapper. Like he's just like spitting beats the whole time. He's like my favorite rapper, probably. His name is Kendrick Lamar, and this is called Not Like Us here on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Hi. Happy Toy Show day, by the way.
How many hours?
Go and enjoy it. It's in. Oh, don't do this to me. 12.
12 hours. It's on at 9:30.
Oh, yeah. Wow, is it?
12 yeah. hours.
So
you've,
exciting.
You've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Beyonce in Formation. She came last with 9%.
Oh, that
so
hurts.
It means it's between Wicked and Safe and
well,
Sound.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to have come second last.
Dave has admitted defeat, and quite rightly too. Dave gets 29% of the vote. So Aisling Bonner, 2 weeks in a row, 62% of the
yes!
vote.
62.
I cannot on. Wait to hear this on Spin.
You could just keep going with this album.
Honestly.
Cynthia Erivo, Defying Gravity on Spin. Have a great weekend.
Turn it up.
Enjoy. Guys, toy show.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.